The Federal Communications Commission is assessing current rules over how much mobile spectrum one company can own. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, some smaller mobile companies, like those in Alaska, are hoping it will give them a better chance to capture more high-quality airwaves.
Spectrum is the legal term for the airwaves. Current FCC law allows one company to own up to a third of the airwaves in any given area. Chris Gutman-McCabe is a vice president with CTIA, the Wireless Association. That's the trade and lobbying group for large mobile companies.
What we're asking the federal government to do is make available at auction the possibility to get additional bands of spectrum.
That could come as a rule change, allowing one company to have a larger percentage of the market. Gutman-McCabe says more access to more spectrum will allow companies to attract more users, and companies need to spend more money to keep them satisfied.
And then they turn around and spend, you know, tens of billions more as an industry each year to upgrade our technology, to build out to even additional areas.
The FCC plans to have broadcasters like TV stations give up some of its spectrum to make room for more mobile access. The FCC would sell that freed-up space and share some of the profits with the broadcasters. The current laws have been in place for about a decade. Think back 10 years, before the iPhone, before mobile apps. There wasn't as much demand for spectrum, because traditional cell phones do not use as much of the airspace. Regional providers hope the new rules will allow for a tighter cap on how much more spectrum big companies can snatch up. Kerry Bennett is general counsel to the Rural Telecommunications Group. It's an association of small providers like Copper Valley Wireless and Arctic Slope Telephone. She says the FCC's decision to move forward is a win for small companies because it could level the playing field with Verizon and AT&T. Companies, Bennett says, that are buying up spectrum and not using it, tamping down competition.
You can't go any higher than this. You got to utilize the spectrum that you have so that we can make room for other competitors to have a fair shot at competing with Verizon and AT&T. Even T-Mobile and Sprint may be struggling to get the spectrum that they need to compete.
The new guidelines would not necessarily take away existing spectrum from bigger companies, just regulate how much they could own in the future. And it's unclear how much of an effect the new rules would have on sparsely populated Alaska. Richard Cameron is senior counsel at Alaska Communications, ACS.
Alaska just isn't a market that is particularly spectrum constrained. There are already at least a dozen wireless providers in Alaska. There are several more that hold spectrum in Alaska that could enter the market if they want.
All cautioned that the changes will not come quickly. The FCC is now holding a public comment period. If the commission adopts the changes, an auction with the new guidelines could still be more than a year away. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.